Donald Trump, derided, dismissed, scoffed at and written off, now formally has the number of delegates required to be the Republican candidate in November's US presidential elections. It's an extraordinary achievement, whatever you think of Trump. And it may be that the contempt so many people have felt for him was part of his outsider appeal. As our Washington correspondent Simon Marks told me earlier, Trump needed 1,237 delegates. Today he reached 1,238.
And that means that he is essentially, to all intents and purposes, unstoppable now. He will be the party's standard bearer in this November's presidential election. And, you know, that is, whatever you think of Donald Trump and whatever you think of the inflammatory rhetoric that he's used on the campaign trail during the course of this primary campaign, that is a simply astonishing political achievement for a man who has never sought elected office of any kind before. Everyone, myself included, said the day that he got into the race, he doesn't stand a chance. He's a circus act. It's a carnival atmosphere around his campaign. And yet here we are, just a matter of months later, he has thrown Washington conventional wisdom on its head. And he will be the Republican Party's standard bearer, even though the Republican Party elites and grandees, even at this point, aren't very happy about that.
Yes, the circus descriptions, the carnival descriptions, the people saying he doesn't stand a chance, in hindsight, which of course is all-knowing and all-seeing, that furthered his campaign because it established his credentials as the outsider candidate. And that was his shot at it, wasn't it?
I think that's absolutely right. He is the candidate who has thrown the rule book out of the window and resisted attempts by people within his inner circle. And there are some who have said to him, okay, now you've got to start acting more presidential, you've got to act more like a conventional political candidate. And he personally and his campaign manager, Corey Lewandowski, have said, we're not going to do it. We are going to allow Donald Trump to be Donald Trump. And that's why, even in the press conference that he held a few hours ago, in which he formally recognized the fact that he was now going to be the Republican Party's candidate, that he passed that all-important 1,237 delegate number, even in that press conference, he was once again shooting from the hip, making up policy on the hoof, as he's done all the way through this primary contest. He believes, John, that it served him very well, and the results of that are the fact that he's going to be the candidate.
Absolutely. Meanwhile, the Democrats, so some weeks ago we were looking at the Republicans just losing it and the Democrats and the inevitability of Clinton becoming the presumptive nominee, with Sanders dragging her somewhat to the left. Now, of course, the Democrats are in disarray. There is bitter infighting going on there. And they are playing into Trump's hands, aren't they?
Totally. Who would have imagined that the Republicans, there were 17 of them running for the presidency when this race began, who would have imagined that the Republicans would have picked a nominee before Hillary Clinton had formally dealt with Bernie Sanders? But Hillary Clinton is having a dreadful week here. As you know, the State Department Inspector General published a report that was very, very critical of the way in which she'd handled this issue surrounding her decision to use a personal email server while she was Secretary of State. This is the week in which Donald Trump, for the first time in national polls where you match up Hillary Clinton versus Donald Trump, has surpassed Donald Trump in those opinion polls. And now we see her sliding in popularity in California. California, of all places, which is yet to hold its Democratic primary contest. Hillary Clinton has not so far been able to seal the deal. Everyone, of course, thinks that she eventually will, that she will eventually be the candidate, but she will become the candidate after this very, very bruising primary contest with Bernie Sanders. And just as Donald Trump is now going to have to work overtime to coalesce and unify the Republican Party around him, Hillary Clinton's got quite a job ahead of herself doing exactly the same thing on the Democratic side.
So is it time to become really rational about Trump and acknowledge that, in fact, as it stands at the moment, we have to regard him as a very real prospect of becoming president in November?
without question, there is only one person standing between Donald Trump and the White House, and that's Hillary Clinton. And I have to tell you that in the last few days, and let me preface this by with a public health warning, because Washington conventional wisdom, as we know after this process, is largely meaningless. But over the last few days, you do get the sense that the conversation in this city, at least, is beginning to shift. I was at an event over the weekend, and I was talking to a former Assistant Secretary of State, a Republican who served in the George W. Bush administration, who told me that he now believes that Donald Trump will beat Hillary Clinton in November, an outcome that he described as apocalyptic. It's not an outcome that he wants to see, but he thinks that Hillary Clinton is now so damaged, has such an enormous trust problem with voters. And Donald Trump has this extraordinary way of, like a broken clock, always being right twice a day, saying whatever he wants at any given moment. The media here has really not held his feet to the fire. They haven't forced him to explain many of the policy positions that he's been throwing out there in an incendiary fashion on the campaign trail. And if he can carry that off all the way through until November, while the task ahead of him is difficult because he's got to reach those all-important swing voters, people who sometimes vote Democratic, sometimes vote Republican, in battleground states like Florida, like Michigan, like Wisconsin, like Ohio. That's a very tough road for him to wander down, but equally, who would ever have thought that he would be in a position to lead the Republican Party down that avenue?
Quite incredible. Simon Marks from Washington.